And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have a great show for you today. Valerie Hopewrich from Queen Charlotte Safaris is joining. The whole team is here today. Corey and myself and Pete, and we're going to be having a great time talking fishing and talking one of the fishiest places on the whole planet, and that's Queen Charlotte Safaris. It's going to be a great time today, taking your phone calls. Lots going on. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a pro-power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And one of those beautiful mornings you could talk about a beautiful place.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a fun day. We're getting to talk about an amazing fishing spot in Queen Charlotte Safaris, but we're getting to talk about it with the entire crew and the whole team is here.
Well,
and
we had to bring the whole team together for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm recovering from surgery. I had carpal tunnel surgery on Thursday, and I'm still a little loopy from the anesthesia, you know. But
still okay. I want to know your schedule.
Yeah.
Whenever you go down with a surgery or you're out of town, the fish bite.
They're going to bite pretty much the whole month because I can't really fish for 3 to 4 weeks. So, yeah, it's pretty much guaranteed.
It looked like it might be tough to wind a Colt sniper. You got the big bandage on the hand. But we're stoked. What a fun day.
I wanted to put everybody together is because Corey's going up to Queen Charlotte for the very first time, and Valerie's an old friend of Ricky and I, and she's just such a wonderful lady to have. So, wanted to put the whole band together.
Totally.
That's awesome. Good morning.
Well, we're so excited to have you, and it's just Queen Charlotte is one of those things that it's so easy to talk about because you have a passion for your spot and your operation like nothing else. And before the show, like, kind of all we've been talking about is guests that you've had and the fishing that you had and the things you've been doing to the lodge. You can just hear it in your voice and your soul. Like, you are Queen Charlotte Safaris. And I think that's a main reason why this is such an amazing fishing destination. And I know that we're going to hear over for the next 2 hours, like, everybody that has been there just... You don't ever hear anybody say anything other than, like, oh, my God, this is my place. This is my favorite thing in the world. And you guys just do such an awesome job.
It's not hard to do when you're in such a beautiful place and around such amazing people. It's about the people and the islands. Once you get there and it's a bittersweet to leave. But it just engulfs you in its beauty. And then the fishing speaks for itself, and we'll talk more about that. But I just finished 23 years of doing trade shows.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah. And I've met people from East Coast, West Coast, Canada, U.S., all over the place. We even have a group from New Zealand coming
this
year. Kind of cool. A referral. And honestly, my passion is about people and where I'm at, and the fishing is a huge bonus. We all love to fish, and fishing just does something about our endorphins, and it makes you smile, and it brings people together. And I love dinner time. We were talking before we got on about Chef John and his amazing food.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And you just wait, Corey.
Yeah. and just my team. And we're a big family up there. And then our guests, you become part of our family. Like, you come as our friend, but you leave as our family of friends. And that's been the motto from day one. And I'm very blessed. I'm in a special place.
That's awesome.
You are.
Yes. I love hearing that.
The beauty of Haida Gwaii is jaw-dropping. It's the only way to describe it. Mm-hmm. It's you know, one of the most beautiful places on earth that I've visited. And it's so different than Alaska and other destinations that I've seen just because it's so remote. And you don't realize how remote it is until you get there. And it's like, wow. We're out here, right?
Yes, but you have all the amenities of the lodge.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like we're not sleeping in tents.
No.
And, I mean, you know, we just try to make everything so comfortable. Everything down from the start to the finish of when we pick you up to when you leave. And that ride through those channels.
Yeah.
And if you look at that from the map.
Describe that, Valerie, so people know how the fishing thing works, because I know people may not understand that you're on the east coast of the island and you go to the west coast.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, so the west coast, it's the Salmon Superhighway. That's just a good way to put it. And you got the continental shelf right along there, and bait. I mean, you got the current, the bait, the continental shelf, but we're an archipelago of 100 islands, so you land in Sandspit and you get the whole 15-minute tour of our cute little... beautiful, think of Cape Cod Town a little bit, but on the west coast, and very green and very beautiful and surrounded by water. And so we go between the two big islands, Graham, Warren, Moresby, and we go right between the big islands, and it's tide sensitive. So we have probably an 18-foot tide movement.
Wow.
And crazy. Yes, and about 7 knots. I guess.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It
really funnels through there,
really,
sure.
That come in handy because there's times when that water is going out and you might not get out there till 10 o'clock.
If you were in a traditional propeller-driven boat, there are times when you have to, morning tide is at 9, but we're not going to be able to get there till 11 because we don't have the tide.
Yeah.
But you're not affected by that.
We need 10 inches of draft. That's it.
So your entire fleet now are jet boats.
Yes.
Yeah.
All we have.
And they're deluxe.
Hamilton Jet makes the best jet in the world, just saying. But it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably just set up a tour company and tour, go through the channel, bank it because we have the jet boat so you could go shore it, have lunch, and then go down and do a hike and then go back through jet. That's a trip all on its own because it's so beautiful. So I explain to people, you're not fishing in... like wide open ocean where you see nothing. You always see the beauty and eagles, a lot of eagles out there watching, waiting for a little treat.
Hanging out. Valerie feeds them, or the staff feeds them, and they hang out at the lodge.
Cut up a little salmon.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the remoteness, and it's amazing, though, with as remote as you guys are, the travel is still very easy to get to you. And that's what's so unique is, like you said, you're at an amazing lodge full of amenities, but it's very easy to get there.
Yes. I mean, because I'm in beautiful San Diego, so many, especially on the West Coast, they have direct flights right into Vancouver. I have a new travel agency this year. They're amazing, by the way.
They are fantastic.
Yes, that's Maritime Travel right out of Vancouver. Awesome ladies. But we can do direct, and then Vancouver to Sandspit, included in your package, by the way. We take care of all that travel for you. It's direct. So it's easy. It's not like you have to get there, and then you get on another plane, and then you get on a float plane or whatever. Once you land, and we have a little surprise this year. I'll just wait until you get there.
Oh, hey, all right.
We have a little surprise for everybody. But it's just simple. I try to make it simple. I travel a lot, obviously. Trade shows.
Yeah. How many trade shows did you do?
I did 6, but 2 of the 6 are 2 weeks long.
Whoa.
2 weeks.
Yeah. 11 days in the booth. Actually, Barrett Jackson and the National Final Rodeo.
Wow.
I did both of those. And that the NFR, I'm in 2 weeks in Vegas in December. So I got to have my Christmas semi done before I start. And then Barrett Jackson is 9 days, but what time you set up and tear down. And and it always overlaps. And then Safari Club was in Nashville. And when Nathan gets on, he actually helped me with some.
Nathan's on, I believe. Good morning, Nathan.
Oh, yay, Nathan, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing great. Good. Always great to hear from you. And, man, Valerie does such a great job describing this amazing place. And what a cool opportunity to get to see it every day and guide people on this amazing fishing. And, yeah, we're really excited to have you, Nathan.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's beautiful out here today. I'm out in Sandspit right now. They showed up here last Friday. And, yeah, the weather's been beautiful out here. It's been just gorgeous to get back and I'm happy to be here.
He has a honey-do list.
I'll bet. When do you guys open?
June 1st is our first day on the water, and our guests show up on May 31st.
Wow. Awesome.
It's coming up fast, Valerie.
Really fast.
When are you going up?
Yeah.
3 weeks.
Three more weeks. So Nathan kind of opens the door and gets everything ready.
That's why I said he has a honey-do list.
Yeah. Well, I it's going to be Corey's first experience up there, but I got to fish with you last year, Nathan, and looking forward to fishing with you again this year. That it's such an awesome experience. Just from start to finish, from the time you leave the dock, going through the cut, seeing the bears and the eagles and the wildlife, and then getting out there to the most prolific salmon grounds I've ever seen, and then the other fishing, the halibut and the lingcod, and it's so different than any other place in Alaska or Canada that I've fished.
The size of the lingcod I've seen, Pete, in your pictures are enormous, like Jurassic Park style. Like huge.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's big.
Yeah, and Nathan and the other captains all know how to find them. Right, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we can talk about fishing all day, and you can go talk about fishing all over the world. And it's not quite the same until you get out here and actually experience it hands-on. And then you'll actually get to see the difference between from us talking about it to actually seeing actually what it is when you're out there fishing with us.
That's so cool.
And when you're fishing for the bottom fish there's no bait, right? It's all jig fishing, right, Nathan?
Yeah, well we'll have some bait, but most of the time we'll just run jigs. There's any way you can catch them, we'll do it. But most of the time, we'll just throw jigs down and send lead and pick fish up and have fun all day.
Oh, you're really bumming Corey out with that.
Yeah.
I know.
How cool. Nathan, Valerie was talking about the amazing tide swings as big as 18 feet in there. How does that affect you guys fishing-wise? Is the big slack tides create an advantage? Is it difficult to manage with so much tide? Like, how does the fishing in Haida Gwaii work, especially with, the tide and the rockfish and all the salmon and everything like that?
So the tide it plays a huge factor, just like everywhere. The tide consistently moves in and out, and yes, it moves around at 18 to 20 feet there. And there's some areas where the fishing is good on a low tide, and you just find those spots. And then when the tide switches, then your bait switches around all down on the ocean floor there. So you got to kind of, when you know where the tide's going, then you kind of figure out where it's going to be pushing the bait. And then you judge that based on the direction where you're going to be fishing around the pinnacles or the location where you're going. And that's kind of how I judge the tide off my fishing day.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you can tell that Nathan is a guy who's done this for a long time, Valerie. That must make you really happy to know that you got such a great team working with you.
Nathan is amazing. He's just not just as a fisherman, but as a human being.
Yes.
Yes.
Coolest head I've ever seen on the water. Man,
yeah.
The guy is just keeps his cool. And
even when you lose a really big one?
He's just fishing. Absolutely. I mean, never seen that. Yeah, I mean, things happen. And
yeah, always.
I've seen some pretty weird things happen up there with Nathan. It's just total cool as calm and very, very easy going, and it's like, hey, let's just get back to fishing and get this done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And he got to, which was a neat milestone this year, go on the road with me and do some shows. So we went to Tennessee, and then, of course, we went to Scottsdale, Arizona, and then he did the Pacific Coast show.
Yeah.
So many people got to meet him there.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was neat. And then he got to see this side of the business. And
you had to do Bart Hall show all by yourself?
I had to do it by myself.
Wow.
I know.
And every time I went over to talk to you, you were like buried.
I am just happy to have both shows back.
Yeah.
Like, we're up and running, and so many hugs and so many people. I haven't seen some since 2019.
Yeah.
Right? And it was just, and some people went to both, and some went to one or the other. And I'm just, you know what? Good job, Bart and Bill. I mean, for putting it all together and all the support, and forward we go. Because Southern California is just a very neat fishing community and neat people
and a big part of your business.
A big part of my business, and I love all our guests. I love all our people.
The fishing that you provide is it's very different, but at its base, it's what we all really like in Southern California. I mean, it's just a very cool version of unique fish in a beautiful surrounding, but still at its core, it's the same thing that the Southern California saltwater guy loves to do in just the most perfect setting possible.
Yes. Some of them think that they've, Nathan will get a chuckle out of this, think they know how to fish, and then Nathan will put them on a single action reel, and they're like, they get a whole new lesson on fishing.
So Nathan, describe to us that. Describe to us the big mooch reel.
Our mooching reels that we use out here for salmon, it's, if people don't know what they are, it's kind of a good idea of it. It's like a saltwater fly reel. It's the same system. It basically, when you reel the fish in, it's coming in one way. And then when the fish decides to run, instead of the drag getting pulled, it's going to reverse that reel on you. So now your handles are spinning the opposite way. So that's why they call them a knuckle buster. When that fish takes line out and it's going to run, your handles are going to start spinning backwards. And if you don't move your hand out before the fish starts peeling line, it'll kind of whap your knuckles a little bit.
And
the knuckle buster sense there. But once when you figure out how to run those, and it's kind of like a big tug of war. You know, let them run. It actually physically takes the line and spins your reel backwards. And then you grab it and then bring them back in, and you play them until they get tired out. And you can enjoy it that way.
That's so cool.
Now, you also have conventional tackle. Yeah.
Yes.
I have to admit, the two times I've been there, I was resistant to the knuckle buster. Even though I'm a fly fisherman, I was like, nah, give me conventional reel, man. But last year, Nathan was encouraging us to use it. So Gus caught a nice big king on the
he was so proud of
that reel. and it's fun. I mean,
I feel like that's something you got to do. Like you got to knock the traditional way off the list, right?
And is it the fact there's Nathan? There's so many salmon that like it doesn't matter. I mean, if you lose one on the knucklebuster, it's just you'll be on another one the next cast anyway, right?
Exactly. If you lose one, there's always one more, right?
Oh, man, that sounds like fun for sure.
No, it's good stuff.
It's great.
A challenge.
Yeah, no doubt.
We try to have everything for everybody, so if people want to try it out, all the tools are there to have fun, but then they also have their original gear that they'd probably be using in South California, too.
Awesome.
Similar, not the same, but...
Well, as you can hear, we've just got a great show. So much to cover. So stoked to have Nathan and Valerie in here talking fishing and talking Queen Charlotte. Today's going to be a great day, Corey.
I'm super excited. I mean, to have a full 2 hours ahead of us talking such a beautiful place on this planet. And, the fishing, the salmon, the halibut, the lean cut, to bring all that home as a harvest on top of it all is just a really cool thing. Yeah, and having Valerie in studio, Nathan on the line. And the second hour, we're going to have Rob.
We're going to have Rob, too.
So... give us a shout, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text us via the app, only done through the app, and we're giving away a pretty darn cool prize at the end of the show. So you definitely, when you text the show, you want to leave your name and telephone number. As Rick always says, it's a one-way system, and it's just you got to leave your name and telephone number. We're going to have Valerie flip a coin at the end of the show, whether it's going to go to a caller or texter. Again, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back with Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris. When we return, let's talk about the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices. Great service and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hook up!
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, you want to join us? 213-432-1090 is the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text us via the app. I know there's a lot of texts rolling through. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
A full-day trip on the Liberty.
Right?
And good timing now with that great bluefin fishing. Pushed so close to shore. We saw some great fishing. Obviously, we'll hear later in the show from Marco from Seahorse Sport Fishing. But our guest tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Captain Ryan Boston from the San Diego. Those guys had an amazing day last week. Had a stop for over 50 bluefin, all nice size ones, and on a full day trip, formerly known as a three quarter day. You get up in the morning, you jump on the boat and at home and having great fishing. So really stoked to be giving away a trip on the Liberty with Captain Taro and the boys. And
yeah,
man,
and they're getting them.
Oh, big time! Yeah, really good fishing close to home.
And this week, what changed was there was a lot of 20 to 40 pound fish. Now they're fish up to 130, 140.
Season's already seen multiple cows already caught this year. I know the Intrepid, I think, kicked things off with a 217, and there's been multiple other fish over 200 pounds. This was the week that it really cracked off. It was very fun last week talking about some good fishing and several boats having limits, but this was the week where it was, and it felt like trip after trip was just coming back with guys loaded, and it was fun. The feeling in the tackle store was as it gets last year when it was just like the stories of, whoa, and I hooked two, and my buddy lost one, and I had a 200-pounder, but he busted me off, and it was an electric feel that only happens when the season is really going, and man, it's here. There's just no doubt about it.
Good weather, good fishing. That's the way it's been.
Imagine that. You know, we all struggled with that, feeling like it should be happening, and it was so windy, and it was raining, and it was just a really tough, call it an off season if 2 months is, or 3 months is long enough to call it that. And then, man, it's just, Pete, exactly as you said, as soon as the weather straightened out, so did the fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll take it.
We're excited. So I want to know what Corey, this is going to be your first experience. You've never been to Alaska. You've never been to Canada.
I haven't.
Fishing.
No.
What are you excited about when you go fishing at Queen Charlotte Safaris? Here's a guy that makes lures for a living, right? And he fishes inshore calico bass. That's his thing. But here it is, your first experience fishing salmon and halibut and lingcod in these beautiful pristine waters. What's got you all jacked up?
As you know, I love fishing, period.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
But I love the adventure, too. The adventure and the scenery and the wildlife, to me, is... And I'm not talking only Queen Charlotte. I mean, when I have a trip, I want to enjoy the scenery and beauty and the culture. And what says it better than Queen Charlotte from everything I've heard?
Everything.
Yeah. I have a very good friend of mine, Eric Noguchi from Rain Shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And he grew up and lived in Seattle for many, many years. And mm-hmm. I told him, hey, I'm going to Canada this year. He asked me, where are you going? I'm going to Canada. And he... Dude, you're going to have the greatest time, lingcod, salmon fishing. And so where in Canada are you going? Going to the Haida Gwaii. And he goes, dude, are you kidding me? Like, seriously? He goes, that's like the most beautiful place on the planet. And he's actually been over to the Sanspit area a couple times. And he's like, Corey, you are in for a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Period.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. From a guy that grew up in that zone, for him...
The San Juan area, probably up in there, maybe, or something.
Yeah, that I don't know for certain, but in the Seattle area.
Neat. It's a different world.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to have fun.
And
what
I want to know is how I'm going to rig those 8-inch slugs.
Yeah.
Nathan and Rob will help you.
Yeah.
They'll show you, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, Nathan, I think I fished some of those last year with you. Corey makes those plastic slugs that work pretty darn well on the link.
How heavy are lead heads am I going to need to bring, Nathan?
Oh, nothing crazy heavy. But I can't remember off the top of my head now.
8 ounce maybe? Okay. 10 ounce?
Oh, yeah, anything around there will be fine.
I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's pretty light tackle. It's not deep water most of the time, right, Nathan?
No. And wouldn't hurt to bring a couple heavier ones just in case if the tide is ripping. Sometimes, depending if it's nice out, if I can go down south there, which is a really cool place to go bottom fishing, the tide rips really hard down there. So it's a little bit nicer to have some heavier weights down there just so they're not getting dragged around. But you bring a little variety pack, then there's nothing that we can't do. So
What's the gear equate to, Pete? Is it like a heavy duty inshore stuff? Is it a big saltwater two speed? Like what kind of tackle are you?
What are you using for your bottom fishing, Nathan?
So our bottom fish reels, we got some level winds and some conventional reels that are around the 30 weight reels, 30,
like
40 weight
size. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Cool.
And then we also have some 20 weight as well.
But I took my Trinidad 30 there last year, and that was like an ideal reel.
That's what I was. Yeah, just trying to get a gauge on size.
It worked great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
maybe a Tranks 500.
Yeah, that would work very, very well. All the kind of bottom fish, shallow water bottom fish stuff that you'd use here, you could use there. I don't think a Tranks 150 or 200.
No, I'm going to be out of luck. Pete, I told you. Listen, I told you I put on my big boy pants last year. And I bought a 500.
Yeah,
I've got a 500 in my arsenal.
So bring it. Cool. Yeah.
So we can bring our own reels like that, Nathan, and you can match them up with a rod?
Yeah, everybody, you're more than welcome to do that there. We have a lot of gear here.
A lot.
But if you guys want to bring some personal stuff there, I don't shame it away. It's a personal preference, but I can rig it up for you guys if you do bring it up.
Valerie, you're saying that's one of the fun things about doing the shows for you is you and Nathan getting to cruise through and peruse all the different tackle that's around. And, you know, you guys have always been so well stocked, but you even got to add more. And, oh, man, that would be perfect. Let's get a few more of those.
I know enough to be dangerous when it comes to reels. I know enough. That's it. I just pay the bill.
You pay the bill.
but I let the guides pick it all out.
But I will say this, Valerie. Is you don't need to bring anything.
You really don't.
You don't need to bring boots.
No.
You don't need to bring rain gear. All you need to bring is
your rails, rods, bait, none of that stuff.
No. It's just if you prefer to use, like Corey and
Corey,
I do,
you
like
might bring
some of your stuff.
Try it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need to bring
anything. There's no necessity.
You just bring layers, and that's it.
Layer clothes and a passport. Make sure it's valid.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Make sure. And it doesn't have to have 6 months. In Canada, right?
Yes, it does.
Oh, in Canada you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, 6 months validity.
The only reason I'm checking in a bag is for the hooks on the lures.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's cool. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid, and we got a bunch of great texts coming through. Corey, why don't we start off with jumping into the phones?
Yeah. Say good morning to John. John calling from Dallas, Texas. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, everybody. It's such a great day, but my question is, my wife would really like to catch a king salmon. Is that on bait or is that on a lure?
Either.
Right.
The Chinook salmon there, I could catch them either way. I catch them on it with spoons, with hoochies, with bait, with plugs. So there's a variety of different ways on how to catch them. It depends on the day and what they're feeding on is what determines what I use to catch the fish.
You have it all on the boat, and you're going to rig it up the way that it's going to be the most effective way. And I'm going to tell you something. These are big king salmon, too.
Yeah,
a 20 is like you catch a 20 at Kingfisher or whatever.
Sure.
It's like, wow, that's a big one. 20 is like, it's all right. You know, it's a decent one.
And they're transitory. Keep that in mind, that they're not coming through our islands to go to the
Every fish you catch on day one, you'll be catching different fish on day two, and you'll be catching different fish on day three for salmon.
Really?
They cycle through that much.
Yeah. Yes, all summer.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And bait everywhere. And we've said this before. You're basically... The king salmon are fighting the whales for the bait in this area.
I mean, literally,
the whales are in there feeding with the salmon, right, Nathan?
Yeah, they all feed together there. There's so much bait out there to where there's just an enormous amount of wildlife out on the west coast of our island, which is magical out there.
What makes up the majority of the whales that you see up there, Nathan?
That was my next question. Yeah, humpbacks.
There's humpback whales. There's the odd sperm whales that are swimming around here and some pinky whales. But most of what we see on the west coast is humpback.
Awesome. How cool.
Crazy.
And they're not shy.
Nope. Now, what about the time of year?
They,
John, John was talking about his wife's goal is to catch a king salmon. Is there an optimal time of the season for the king run? Like, did kings run before the silvers or vice versa or anything like that? Like, what's an ideal time for John to come up and visit with you, Valerie, and hopefully scratch that Chinook salmon off his bucket list?
All summer.
That's so cool.
I mean,
that's a crazy thing.
Yes, it's all summer.
From the day you open to the day you close.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I've had some buddies actually catch some spring salmon around the island here just not even a month ago.
That's so awesome.
We have a bunch of resident salmon that live out here year round, and then we'll have some salmon running down our west coast late spring all through summer into late fall.
And there's the advantage of that transitory fish you're talking about, is they're not there milling around to go up one river and spawn. They're there to feed, and they might be going up, they might be going down. They're just there because you have the best grocery store in the world, and all that bait is there for them. So they're just there all the time.
Yes, a feeding frenzy. You
know? Yes, sir.
Like I said, a salmon superhighway going both directions.
I love it.
And they're either going into Canada or they're going up to Alaska. Alaska is only 60 miles away, right?
90
miles away.
From the tip. But a lot of them, that we get Oregon fish.
Yeah, you're going to go up and down.
That's
so cool.
Crazy. And you're that close to Alaska, and it seems like the bag limits are actually more favorable. I mean,
so much more.
It's just a different fishery.
Yeah. But you're that close to Alaska is what I'm saying, you know? And your bag limits are way better than Alaskan waters, right? I mean,
much better.
That's great.
Nathan, are the bag limits the same as they were last year?
As of right now, I believe so. Yeah, I haven't done any checking on them lately, but as far as I know, it was still going to be the same as last year.
Nathan, I know every day is different and it's fishing and all those things, but what is a typical routine of a day consist of? You know, we talk about the amazing run out towards the fishing grounds, but on a typical day, do you start fishing for one thing and finish doing something else? Is there never a routine because it's always forever changing? Like, what would be a rundown of a typical day for you guys?
It's kind of most days we'll start off with salmon throughout the day. You always got to check your weather, and you let your weather tell you what you're going to do. And then I'll run that through, and then I'll look at the tide and see what that's doing. So if it's a falling tide early in the morning and I'm getting out to the west coast on a low tide, then I'll probably decide and I'll go after halibut for the first little bit, because that just seems to be the best part to go after them. And then when the tide switches and starts rising, then I'll switch and go back for salmon there. Because when the tide's rising, everything's getting pushed into the channel where we're coming out of. And then, so then that pushes all the bait inside, and then the salmon come inside. And then on low tide, that brings all the bait down and it pulls it up into some areas on the bottom to where the halibut will come up from the deep and come and feed on that. And so that there kind of just determines on what I do throughout the day.
Valerie, you have a really good guy.
Right?
That's awesome.
Nathan's got it all figured out.
Oh, yeah. As well as the other guides, too, there, for sure. They're all top-notch.
Team.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So one thing I want to mention from John's question about bringing his wife there to catch her Chinook King or Spring, whatever you want to
call it. I guarantee she will catch.
Here's the thing is about there is no other more lady-friendly place than Queen Charlotte Safari, because Valerie owns it, right? And Valerie is a beautiful lady that runs a lodge that is friendly to everybody. And all the amenities are there for ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you make sure that the ladies have fun. And when you fish for the Chinook King Spring, whatever you want to call them, you're fishing in flat, calm water.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it's blowing 30 knots outside. You're fishing against a wall that's totally protected.
Yep. Yeah, totally protected. Yeah.
Sign me up, man.
We get ladies, couples. I mean, all these years when I'm at a show, I'll be talking to gentlemen. And they're like, oh, I wish my wife would come and do this with me, and I'd like to share this with her, and da-da-da. And I'm like, well, bring her, or she's standing there. I'm like,
let me talk to her.
I'm like, the boats are covered, they're heated, and they have flush and marine toilets. And the women go, oh, they have toilets? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, okay, I'm in. So I'm just saying, the boats are awesome. My team is awesome. Lodge and my guides and lead guide there, Nathan, amazing young man. And food. We offered it all.
You do it right.
It's very lady friendly. This is our most ladies coming fishing this year than ever. We have some groups that are all couples.
Wow.
Like,
that's cool.
All couples.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah.
That's cool.
So we're excited.
Great text here from Mike in San Juan Capistrano. A little bit different, but I think it's something we should talk about. Hi, guys. Alaska fishing definitely is the bucket list trip, but I have a severe mosquito phobia. How bad are the bugs in the fishing season, and what are your recommendations to deal with them?
Well, out with their fishing, Nathan, you can bear that. They're not out
there.
They're
not,
they're not existing. There's no bugs. There's no bugs on the ocean where I'm out fishing there. The bugs, when you get back on the land there, they're not terrible.
No,
not at all. We have no seams. We do have
sometimes
mosquitoes, but it's nothing to what I've experienced anywhere else in Canada.
And nothing that a squirt of a regular insect or repellent wouldn't totally take care of.
No. Mike, I have
exactly.
They find mosquitoes you. Love me for whatever reason. No matter what, they love me. I don't think I've ever had a bite at Queen Charlotte.
No.
Now, if you go to Katmai Lodge, it's a different story. They're the state bird up there.
They'll pick you up and take you away.
Yeah, and then I use a lot of repellent up there, which works. But I had never put a repellent on at Queen Charlotte and never had an issue. Yeah, because of the ocean effect, right?
Wait, no, I found everyone at El Salto.
I
found everyone.
Man, and they're nasty too, aren't they?
Oh,
boy.
Like you say, get me up to the ocean where I don't have to worry about it.
So the answer is question, like, no, we don't have bug problems.
Don't worry.
I like it. Well, that's what we're after.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back, man. I'm enjoying this. We've got a whole another hour and a half with Queen Charlotte and Valerie Hopridge. We're going to return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, it's time to talk about great tackle from Shimano. Man, I can't help but just think all this great talk that we've been talking about, jigging rockfish and halibut and the great fishing up at Queen Charlotte Safaris, I just can't stop thinking about the effectiveness of that Tranks reel for that style of fishing, Corey.
Now, I've got my 500 ready. I've got a 400 too. I'm going to bring it just in case I shallow on a rock line, right? Yeah. Just the whether it's a 6-ounce lead head or the 12 or 14 ounce, whatever it be, man, I know it's going to have the cranking power.
Yeah. The other thing too, you can use that 400 drop back for salmon with a cold sniper too.
Okay.
That's a deadly
catch
piece.
A 30 pound king.
Wow.
On that, yeah,
we got my wheels turning.
Yeah.
I've watched Pete a lot of times. He fishes salmon a lot like the albacore in the slide days. And I've seen him from other boats all the time. You see a rod go off and he slide back a Colt Sniper or slide back a little flat fall. And I've watched him catch a lot of fish that way.
Yeah.
And usually and oftentimes a bigger grade of fish, too, biting that lure like that.
Yeah. The Tranks reel is the one, right?
That's it, man. You got it. For more information, check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're talking all the salmon and halibut out there.
I'm all fired up. Hey, Valerie, this is almost unfair. Corey has been picking Valerie's brain during all the commercials, and we've been talking about all the great fishing up here, and you can see Corey's toe tapping over there. Can hardly sit still.
Right?
I mean, bringing Nathan on the line, right live from Sandspit.
I know. It's so cool.
At the lodge there, and Valerie Hope-Rich from Queen Charlotte Safaris here in the world headquarters.
What's our weather check right now, Nathan? How's things shaping up in the preseason time in Sandspit?
Oh, the weather out here is beautiful. A little cloudy, but the water out in front is glass right now, and there's not an ounce of wind, and it's just perfect little jeans and sweater weather right now.
Perfect. That's awesome.
And it's not even me.
Yeah. Well, the phones are packed up. We're having a great time. But, Pete, I know you said you had a great text standing by.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the ladies, and that's why I'm trying to encourage ladies to really consider Queen Charlotte Safaris. It says, I'm thinking of coming up. This is from Bannon Valley Center. I'm thinking about coming up for a trip. Sounds wonderful. But my wife does not fish. Is there a massage available? Talk about some of the other stuff to do other than fish.
Well, we don't necessarily have a massage at the lodge. However, that's one of the surprises we're working on is having the missus come in.
Oh!
Island. Okay. So, but for women that don't want to fish, there are tours. We work with local First Nations Haida. There's a couple of tour expeditions. And it just depends on dates and availability. So where he would be a single angler, I have to have the right boat and date. Mm-hmm. And I like ladies I try to set up ladies that are going to tour at the same groups, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And they get picked up right at the lodge. So.
And also, too, that the beautiful cultural center
on the next
island.
Yeah, I'm going up to North Beach.
Really cool.
Crystal Cabin.
Fantastic hiking.
Great hiking.
Like you can walk to an amazing hike.
Yeah, you get to the
tour. Corey,
you'll have to do that. Yeah. So kind of working on the massage thing a bit, but
Sandspit's a very small town.
It's very small.
Yeah.
And so it would have to come from the other island. So
there's a golf course?
The golf course is really up and coming. Nathan's a golfer. A lot of my guides are golfers. And so a gentleman from Vancouver came in. It's been sitting for a long time. He came in, and he is really making it amazing. We sponsored hole six, so
that's cool.
We really want to get, it's a small community, but it's just a neat little community. We have logger days, which is logger days, because back in the day, that was the main economy was lumber. So they do logger days, and Nathan, I think he thinks he's going to do a little bit of that, maybe. We'll see, as long as he doesn't get hurt. But, yes, for women, if you're outdoorsy and you like hiking, we got some artisan shops. The culture center is amazing, and it's all guided. I just have to be able to put the logistics together for you.
Because you're basically a fishing lot, a very small fishing lot, 24 people max.
Yeah, 24 to 28, depending on the group. Yeah,
on the group.
That's awesome. Cool. Appreciate that. Very great text. And why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. How about John? John Cole from Escondido. Good morning, John. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Ricky, it was fun seeing you in the shop and talking to you for a little bit earlier in the week. And Valerie, my wife and I, Cindy, we met you on Sunday, the last day of the Bart Hall show.
Awesome. I remember your names. Yes.
Yeah. And that was, talked to you a lot on the shows and asked you lots of questions and things. And that, it was fun to take the day off from work that day and come up with my wife and, and get to meet you and everything like that. So we've already, gone and got our insurance through, your insurance provider there on the show, and already got our thing set up with your girl and everything like that. So we're just looking forward to the 2024 season with the Let's Talk Hookup and the fact that you already had three or four couples already set up and everything like that. I'm looking forward to making some new friends and everything. My wife is a novice fisherman. She loves the outdoors, and so I'm tickled that the people that you have on the boats, can help her out and everything and stuff. But it just sounds like it's a beautiful experience. Like you're just going to National Geographic, and not watching it on TV.
Yeah.
You should mention too, Valerie, if you're thinking about coming in 2024, you better get on it, right?
I already have them.
Yeah, you have them. But I'm saying that for other people.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I want to step back 1 second when you said National Geographic. National Geographic came up to Haida Gwaii in 2015. I don't think they'd ever been there before. They put the islands on the top 50 must-see and do in the world.
Wow. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole article about it, and they're like, because they've been to Vancouver Island and the mainland and, you know, other places, East Coast and all that. So that kind of puts us on the map a bit. And, yes, I'm so glad that you are coming up with us, and I know that Mackenzie took good care of you. So a pleasure to meet you, and they're all good to go. So the dates are August 3rd to the 7th, 2024.
Okay. And more than half full already.
About half full right now. I have everyone that stopped by Pacific Coast and Bart Hall and said they showed interest and would like to join you. You better get a hold of me and get it done. I have a feeling in about 30 days it will be done.
Over a year away, and it's already over half full.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
And that doesn't include all the people who, you know, enjoy their trip and then just immediately book their deposit for next year.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. Well, that's a great sign that you guys are doing it the right way, for sure.
Yes.
Well, let's jump back into the phones. Corey?
How about Tom? Tom Cohn from Stanton. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Corey. Good morning, all of you. Tom and
good
Valerie
morning,
sitting
Tom.
Here listening to your show. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, well, I'm calling.
Three very handsome, nice men.
We talked with Valerie and Nathan at length at the PCS show. We were planning on running up to there about 4 years ago before COVID, and then, of course, everything got delayed. Now we have an opportunity to fish with Pete and Corey and the entire group. We're pretty excited about it. Yeah, I picked Nathan's brain. The jigs. Do we want to bring jigs that do not have treble hooks? Would it be better to hook things on a single hook?
Yeah. If you just bring your jigs there, I have enough hooks that are here that you don't even have to bring a tech bag. I got trebles and I got big single hooks here. So whatever fits floats your boat there, you can just use some of our hooks there.
That's not a bad idea. It's a smart call, Nathan, because you're right. The hook is what keeps you from being able to carry it on, but if you just take the hook off of the split ring, you can then slide it into your check bag, and also you're not putting something that potentially is a little on the heavy side into your luggage if you're trying to make weight there.
But I'm gonna say this: they have these Canadian jigs that I've never
talked about this a couple of times.
It's just a slab of metal,
right?
Basically,
shouldn't
and
be as good as it is.
No, and it's like I bring jigs up there, and I've caught on the slugs. I've caught a lot of fish on the slugs and stuff like that. But whatever it is about these jigs, they work.
Now, this is for lingcod, is for halibut, for rockcod,
yes.
What's the...
Yeah. Uh-huh. All of the above. Yeah. Right, Nathan?
Everything, yeah. I've caught every fish on them.
And it's a locally made lure? What is it like?
It's basically almost an oval jig. It gets made down in Port Alberni on Vancouver Island. And then it's probably about 8 to 12 ounces, I would say, in that range. And, it's just it almost looks like a knife jig, but it's a little bit fatter. It's almost like a kitchen knife, like a chef knife width. And, it's just the way, the action it does it. It's like a butterfly. It has a butterfly action going down. And then when you lift up, it kind of spirals like a corkscrew coming up. And it doesn't matter if it has paint on it or if it's just straight lead. For some reason, the action that it throws down there, the fish just eat it up.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Pretty amazing. So
sounds like fun.
Bring your jigs, and then you'll probably do like me. You'll just use theirs.
Well, that was a great phone call. I had a really fun text come through. It says, I got a question regarding fish storage in Vancouver. Hey, Valerie, the easiest flight schedule for myself from Sandfit back to San Diego required an overnight stay in Vancouver. How does one keep their box fish frozen overnight for the next day? And then also, could you go over fish processing at Queen Charlotte Safaris? That's from Norman in San Diego.
Very good question.
Okay, so I'll start out with the travel part of it. There are direct flights back to San Diego.
Sure.
If you choose to stay in Vancouver, because some people don't want to get in because the flight does get in late. So we have a contract with the Fairmont Hotel. It's located right in the Vancouver airport, and what's so awesome about the location, it's right at the U.S. check-in gates to go home. So,
and it's a five-star hotel.
And it's a five. Beautiful. It's beautiful. The food is great. Nice restaurant, full bar, oyster bar, all that. But they have a fish fillet. You know, like how you have a car valet? We have a fish fillet.
That's so cool.
You get off the airplane from Sandspit. You go to baggage claim. And cart. You don't have to pay for carts in Vancouver. They're free. So you put your fish on your cart. You go over to the Fairmont. And they're like, oh, okay. Hi, Mr. Smith. Okay. You have two boxes of fish, and they'll give you a little card, just like if you got a card for your car, and it goes into their freezer. So they have full freezer storage for all our guests, and they don't charge for that. It's included in your room. And then so you go upstairs, get checked in, go have dinner, and the next morning when you're ready to check out, 15 minutes before, call the front desk and say, we're getting ready to check out, and we have fish in the freezer. They'll ask for the little number on the ticket. And you go downstairs, and the gentleman or women, whoever the representative is, concierge services or whoever's helping, will have your fish literally loaded on the cart, ready to go. You hand them the ticket. You turn around, and you go, what, 100 feet? And you're either going to get on Air Canada or United or Alaska or Delta, whatever. It's all right there, and off you go. And the fish boxes are Steyr coolers that go inside of a fish box, so they're double protected. They're good for 2 days. I mean, so
they're impressive boxes.
Yes, they keep your fish very nice.
But talk honestly, about even the processing, though. The processing is A number one.
Yeah, and if Nathan wants to jump in, I mean, we both. I mean, your fish is processed when Nate comes in and they meet you at the dock, and they immediately the fish goes to the processing plant and it gets all processed that night. Smaller portions. Bone out, skin off all species except for we keep skin on salmon, of course. Vacuum packed, flash frozen, species identified. Wow. And then on the last day, Nathan goes down. He makes sure everything gets boxed correctly. And they'll divide between groups. Like if there's four people, they'll divide it evenly because some people go in opposite directions. And or if you're all going to the same place, it's no fun to go back and say, okay, split it all up.
Yeah.
It's just done at the processor. It's so nice. And nice heavy vacuum bags, and away it goes. It's all Nathan gets. He is the go-to, takes care of all the fish processing, overlooks it, makes sure it gets done right, and gets to the airport. And I make sure all of you get to the airport, and we connect you at the airport with your fish, and then check it all the way back to your home destination if you're going all the way through. And if you're staying in Vancouver, of course, then you'll go to the Fairmont.
Sounds so incredible. I will say this. The previous 2 years, we had to spend the night both ways in Vancouver.
Yeah,
but this year, Corey and I are flying straight home because there's a later flight, and we don't get home till close to midnight, but still we get to go all the way through.
I think it's 11:30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Something like that. What the heck? I'd rather sleep in my own bed, right?
Yeah.
But
Fairmount's pretty nice.
Yeah. And it just depends on your travel what you want to do. But here's the thing about people say what else sets us apart besides where we're at and the fishing is our service between my office staff here in the United States and then my staff up in Canada. It's all about attention to detail from start to finish to make sure everything goes smooth.
I love it. I love it. Hey, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a catch report coming up. I want to remind you, we didn't hear from Cashman, who's traveling back from Panama today. I want to remind you always, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. And if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the absolute best with the Superline series. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there as well with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. See your local dealer or check out Gamakatsu.com.
And we're going to be right back. On Let's Talk Hookup. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand
understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy, Kate, and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3, and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.